want to thank God for all the things we've heard today, the songs, the testimonies, everything. I just want to thank Him for being here. Turn with me, if you would, to the book of Matthew, chapter number 5. Don't know how long we'll stand before you today, but I just want to do what God had had me to do, and then I'll step down. So, Matthew chapter 5, we're going to start reading in the 11th, or the 11th verse there. Thank you, Micah. It says, "Blessed are ye when men shall revile you and persecute you, and shall say all manner of evil against you falsely, for my sake. Rejoice and be exceeding glad, for great is your reward in heaven, for so persecuted they the prophets which were before you. Ye are the salt of the earth, but if the salt hath lost its savor, wherewith shall it be salted? It is thenceforth good for nothing, but to be cast out and be trodden under foot of men. Ye are the light of the world, a city that is set on a hill and cannot be hid. Neither do men light a candle and put it under a bushel, but on a candlestick. It giveth light unto the whole house. Let your light so shine before men, that they may see your good works and glorify your Father, which is in heaven." And you can be seated. We thank you for standing with us and reading and reverencing God's word. But I began to look at this book, or the book of Matthew, and the scriptures here that we all know. This is familiar scripture. If you've been in church for any amount of time, that you've heard this verse of scripture read, no doubt, preached about plenty of times. But I began to look at this scripture here, and it began to bless my heart. And we're going to kind of probably be taking our message out of the latter half of those scriptures that we read. But I believe that all of this is important from 11th chapter, or from the 11th verse to the 16th verse. We all know that this is when Jesus is on they call it the Sermon on the Mount. It's one of the bigger things that he does, but in his life, other than the crucifixion and things like that and all the miracles that he does. But I begin to think that this is one of the big things that Christ did while he was here on earth. We all know that in the Sermon on the Mount, he's particularly talking to his disciples, but yet there's people around him that hear the words that he's saying. But I begin to think about how that's like our life in the world today, that God speaks to you and I directly, and he talks to his disciples directly, but there's people all around us that come, maybe they come into our church, maybe they hear us, maybe listening when we're driving and we have our windows down, maybe hear a song that we're listening to on the radio, whether you listen to Christian music on the radio or you have a CD in your CD player, things like that. Or maybe if you're just walking through and singing a song, I do that all the time. We'll be walking through through Kroger in town, and I'll just be singing a song that I heard and that I can't get off my mind. And I begin to think about how God, He talks to us all the time, and He lets us know that He loves us all the time. But we're not the only ones that hear it. We're not the only ones that can see it, Brother Chris. I believe with all of my heart that God is evident in everything He does, that there's nothing that He does in His life, or in our lives per se, that the world doesn't have a chance to look at. Whether they see it or not, that's their fault. But I'll tell you this much, whether they choose to believe that God is evident in our lives or not, it doesn't really matter, because He's evident in my life. And I began to think about this verse of scripture here, where it talks about them being the salt of the earth and the light that was set upon like a city set upon a hill. But it told them there that if they lost their flavor, or if they let their light be kindled and be put under something, is what it said, that was no good. But I began to think about how if God would just let the message come through me the way it needs to, and I can just be a willing vessel. I want to talk about being, now there's a lot of times in our life that we hear the word salty. There's my generation and a little bit younger. When you hear salty, you think about somebody that's upset. But I want to look at it like this. I want to look at it if we could stay salty. And I know my my wife has a shirt where we went to Florida down south and it said, stay salty on the back of it. In other words, always have fun, basically is what the slogan was for where we were at. But I began to think about how if we stay salty with God, if we stay salty, that we'll never have a dull moment. That we'll never, Brother Chester, we'll never have a time in our life that can be said that we don't have any flavor, that we don't have a savor in our life. I began to look at salt in and of itself, what they did with it in the Bible times. And maybe you know this or not, but it was used for just about everything that they could use it for. Now I know that they probably didn't have a whole lot of stuff in their life. They didn't have fridges, and they didn't have electricity, and they didn't have all the things and the amenities and the commodities that we have in our life, but it can still apply for you being salty in your life. I want you to understand something today. If God had just saved us and left us out and put us away and never touched our heart again, I don't know. I don't think He would do that to you and I. Oh, but thanks be to God that you'd be saved. Oh, but that's not the God that we serve. The God that we serve loves us unconditionally. When you do wrong, He loves you. When you falter, He loves you. When you're on the mountaintop, He loves you. When you're walking through the valley, He loves you. When, Brother Chester, heaven forbid, you begin to lose your savor when you're being less salty for the gospel, He still loves you today. Oh, but I want you to realize something this morning. That if we could just stay salty, the world will never be able to say that God is not evident today. I want you to understand. Now when I think about that salt that they used it for in the Bible, they used it for just about everything, and I already said that. Oh, but I want you to realize something today. I don't know if God will allow me to get down to the heart of the message. I want you to understand that no matter what goes on in life, God is always going to be there, and He's always going to help you and I. And there's nothing that we, as Christian people, have to fear. There's nothing that you and I have to worry about. If we would just cling to God and we would just trust Him, He'll take away all the fears of life. And now I don't necessarily, where we live, I don't fear for my life here. Oh, but there's Christians across the ocean there that even uttering God's name will get their tongue cut out. With their head cut off. It doesn't matter where you're at. As long as you proclaim God's name, He will always be on your side. Oh, but I begin to think about how good you and I, as American citizens, have it today. We don't suffer ridicule like some of his children do. Oh, but I want to do my best while I'm here in Blanchester, Goshen, Milford, Ohio. Wherever I get a chance to be, that whether somebody's coming for my head, or whether they want to cut my tongue out, or whether they want to keep me from spreading the gospel, they're going to have to kill me first, because God put something in my life, He put something in my heart that's worth telling the world about. I love the world today. Oh, there's a lot of people, Colleen, that hate them. There's a lot of Christian people that have the wrong mindset in their life. That the world is the world, and it's wicked, and we ought not to do nothing with them. Oh, but I'll tell you this much. Oh, thanks be to God that somebody had something to do with you, because you were in the world one day. You were lost without God. You didn't have Him in your heart. Oh, but somebody prayed, and somebody reached heaven for you today. I'm not saying you got to go out to the bars and drink with them. I'm not saying you got to sit with them and get high. I'm not saying you got to be with the people in your that you work with and say cuss words all the time. I'm not saying you got to act like them, because that's wrong. Oh, but we're in the world. We may not be of it. Oh, but if we stay salty today, the world will notice a difference. And they won't be able to deny it. Oh, yeah. The Bible says that we're in the world, but we're not of it. In other words, Brother Chester, oh, we're in the world for a short span of time. The Bible says our life's but a vapor. Oh, but while I'm here, oh, we need to be set apart from the world. We need to be different. We need to be put aside. We need the world to know that God will change their life if they allow it to today. Hey, you know that the salt there that they use in the Bible was used for plenty of different things. One of the things obviously was for flavor, because we all know there ain't nobody that doesn't sprinkle salt on their food at some time in their meals during the day. I love the taste of salt, and I appreciate the taste and the flavor that it gives. Oh, but I want you to realize something today. Back in the Bible times, one of the things they used it for was also flavor. And it said in the scriptures that we read there, oh, that salt that's lost its savor. In other words, salt that's lost its flavor or its ability to make something taste well or to make something feel or look good or taste good, that it's no good. I want you to realize something today. There's a whole lot of Christians in the world that are walking around that don't have any flavor in their life, Brother James. They walk around defeated. And they walk around with a chip on their shoulder. Or they walk around and they feel defeated when they don't have to. Oh, God sent his darling son to die for you and me. And he saved you whenever you got saved. Oh, but thanks be to God above. He didn't just leave you there that day. He's kept you. He's stayed with you. He's been faithful. He's been loving and graceful and merciful unto me, a sinner. Thanks be to God that there was somebody that loved me enough to die for my sin one day. Oh, and thanks be to God if we would just realize that we don't have to live defeated. We don't have to live in a doldrum. We don't have to live a meaningless life. If we just trust God and stay salty, he'll add flavor. Aren't you glad that in our lives today, oh, God can add joy and happiness at any time? That's what I feel. That's how I view it today. I view the flavor part of it as the happiness inside of our lives. Now, I don't know about you guys. Oh, but me, I don't know if it's my chemical balance. I don't know. Oh, but I'm. Oh, there's plenty of times in my life that I've struggled with depression. I've been one of those people, Brother James. It's not fun. Oh, there's the happiness in your life is taken away. You can't get away from it. Oh, but thanks be to God. When I get into one of those states, I can pray to God and he takes it away and he fills the emptiness. Oh, with grace and love and mercy. Aren't you glad that we can always have flavor? We can always have joy. We can always have love if we call upon God today. Oh, I don't know who you are, oh, but I want you to realize this morning, oh, that if you feel like the world is just beating you down, you feel like the world is taking you down, or you feel like the world is beating you to pieces, just call on God, and he'll come to your rescue, and he'll fill you up with something to be happy about. Oh, but I want you to understand something today. Oh, that if you're here and you're lost, there's no flavor in your life. Oh, there's nothing you can cling on to, Brother Chester. Oh, there's always going to be a void. There's always going to be an emptiness. Oh, until you accept God in your life. Oh, but even, oh, that very same moment that you give your heart to him, the Bible says that he'll be found with you. Oh, and you can be. I want you to realize this morning. Oh, that when God moves in, he takes all the deadness. He takes all the sin. He takes all the hatred. He takes all the nature that you used to be. And he takes it out. The Bible says he puts in a new heart. Aren't you glad today
that when you get saved, God changes you completely. Oh, and he puts a little bit of flavor in there. Aren't you glad? Oh, that he, even when it feels like the world is just so hateful, oh, there's no happiness in it. Oh, there's no love in it. Oh, per se, there's no flavor. Oh, but thanks be to God. Oh, when you start to boil water and you throw a little pinch of salt in there, aren't you glad? God's just like that. Oh, when he saves you, he doesn't just, Brother James, he doesn't just cover you over. He changes the flavor completely. Salt changes the flavor of everything. Aren't you glad today? Oh, thanks be to God. Oh, that in this world that's lost and wretched and dying, God sprinkles a little bit of flavor. Oh, when he saves somebody else. Oh, when it helps us with our cause. Oh, the Bible said, oh, that God, or that Jesus told him that he had a purpose in life. It was to give his blood and to bleed and die. Oh, but you and I have a purpose to spread the gospel today. In a world that's bland, Brother Chester, oh, when God saves you, oh, hey, I'll say this much. Just because you get saved, it'll be the best thing that ever happened to you. Oh, but just when you, oh, just because you get saved don't mean that it's going to be sunshine and daisies every day. Oh, there's going to be hard times. Oh, there's going to be rough times. Oh, but if you trust in the God that gave you a new life, you'll be able to overcome your problems. And God will sprinkle a little bit of more flavor. Oh, thanks be to God above. Oh, that when God comes by, you can't deny it today. Aren't you glad? I began to think about some of the things that God began to talk about here. But not only was it for flavoring, it was a preservative. They still kind of do that today in some of the parts of the world that are less fortunate than you and I. They sprinkle salt over something if they catch it or kill it to preserve the meat so they can eat on it later. But I began to think about how in our life God can use us as preservative. When somebody's lost and dying, when somebody doesn't know the way, Brother James, God, through you and me, I can sprinkle a little bit of preservative on it. Oh, thanks be to God that when, Brother Chester, you go to somebody and you tell them that God loves them, I believe in my heart, that something inside of them gets a little glimmer of hope. Oh, but they have to do it for themselves. Oh, but for a world that's lost and dying, God sprinkles a little bit of preservative when he lets the children of God give their testimony. Aren't you glad today that there's something in life that's worth preserving? And it's the gospel. I just want to do my part to preserve the precious gospel of God so that I can say, I've done my part today. Oh, I want to charge you here this morning. I want you to realize and know something. Oh, that just because you don't preach, or just because you ain't got to be a preacher to spread the gospel. You ain't got to be nobody special to spread the gospel. I've heard that before. Oh, but I want you to know something today. If you're saved by God's grace, you are special. God loves you. Oh, but he loves the world just the same. Oh, so let's do our part to preserve the gospel so that the world doesn't miss out on it. Aren't you glad today? Oh, that God lets us preserve something today. Hey, don't you know that the world is ever changing? Things come and things go. Oh, but I began to think about how if you talk to people own different religious beliefs and things like that. Oh, well, I believe in Muhammad. I believe in Allah. I believe in Buddha. I believe in all these things. Oh, but if you go to a grave that's got their name marked on it, you'll find bones. Oh, but thanks be to God above. Oh, when I talk about my Jesus, he's not here anymore. He's risen and he's alive forever. Oh, and he charged us with preserving the gospel so that there could be more births in the spirit today. Hey, you can go to them grave sites, Papa, if they would let you get close enough to open up a casket or a tomb or whatever, you'd find bones. Oh, but thanks be to God. Oh, my goodness, Jesus didn't need to leave his bones here to prove his worth. He did it in the lives of men and women everywhere. Oh, that that believed upon him and called upon his sweet name. Oh, you can look out and you can see everything around us. God is evident everywhere. Oh, but there's some people that miss out on the gospel. That's why God charged us to preserve it today. How do we preserve it? How do I do my part? Oh, well, I'll tell you how you can preserve it. Pass it on to your children. I'll let your children know about God. I'll let your family members that are lost know about God. And hopefully, that can be like when the Bible says, that God's word don't go out void. Hopefully somebody will listen and they'll turn to the gospel and they'll believe upon his name and they can be added to that innumerable number that John talked about in Revelation. Oh, and they can begin to be like us and work in the field. Oh, because the harvest is plenty, but the workers are few. I just want you to know that if you're here and you have a voice, you can preserve the gospel today. I don't know. I don't know what you need. Oh, maybe you needed to hear that. Oh, I know you needed to hear that, or it wouldn't come out of my mouth. Oh, but I want you to realize something today. Maybe you don't realize. Oh, maybe you don't understand. Oh, that if God calls on you to say something to somebody, oh, that's your chance to preserve the gospel. You don't have to do anything other than to tell them what happened to you on the day that God saved your soul. You ain't gotta have a sermon ready. I don't believe in that anyway. I believe in letting God use a man in any way he sees fit to do so. Oh my goodness, but I want you to realize something today. There's too many men and women now that are trying to lead churches full of dead people. Oh, but I want you to know that if you believe in the one true Son of God, he'll let you preserve the gospel today. Brother James, the Bible talked about false doctrine. The Bible talked about people to watch out for. That's them. Oh, but I want you to realize something today. Oh, that if we know God like I know we do, the gospel is going to get out no matter what. Oh, and the truth will be told by anybody's lips who will let it pass. Oh, and I want you to realize something today. If you do that, you're preserving the gospel today. Hey, it wasn't just used. It wasn't just used for preservative. It wasn't just used for flavor. It was used for so many more things. It's been used, Brother James, in our time, it's been used to melt cold things. If you've ever gone out when the sun or when the winter's in and your eyes, there's ice all over the place, do you realize you could pour salt, and not the salt that you're thinking of, you could pour iodized salt on the ground, Brother James, and it'll take a little bit of time, but that salt will dissolve the cold or it'll dissolve the ice. I want you to realize something today. Oh, the world that we live in, it's cold, it's indifferent, it's hateful. Oh, but if we we stay salty, if we stay upon God's business, if we stay doing what we gotta do, oh God, He'll sprinkle a little bit out, and it may not look like it's melting anybody, but you don't know what's going on inside of their heart. I want you to know, you don't feel defeated. Just keep throwing it out there. Just keep giving them some salt. Just keep telling them your testimony. Keep singing. Keep praying. Keep asking God to help. And there'll be somebody's heart on melt, Brother Chris. Thanks be to God. And somebody can be added to the number. Oh, but it doesn't just take one time. Oh, all of us. Oh, we can't just throw it out once and then forget about it. It's a continual thing. You always got to be throwing it out there. You always got to be giving it another, take another handful and sprinkling more out until the ice is gone. That's how it works. Oh, but I'm pleading you, begging you. Don't stop telling your testimony. Don't stop giving the gospel out. Oh, don't stop preserving the gospel. Don't let flavor leave your life. Just keep throwing the gospel out there, and somebody's heart will melt today. Oh, I love the Lord so much that I understand and I believe that it's up to you and I. Oh, and all we are is help to God. He don't need us. Oh, but He loves to use us. I want you to realize something today. Oh, that if God uses you and I, the gospel will get spread. Oh, I love you today. Last little bit. I'm almost done. And not only was it used to melt things, but it was used for healing purposes. They used it to heal. Now I'm going to turn the tide just a little bit. We can't heal somebody's heart. We can. But in this instance, if we're salty like we ought to be, God can use us to heal somebody. I'm not saying you're going to save them. You can't. You're a sinner just like they were. You're human just like they are. But if you tell the gospel, if you're preserving the gospel and you're throwing it out there, and you're leaving flavor in your life, God can help somebody who's hurting. The Bible talks about how there's plenty of other remedies that they talked about in the Bible. The world's trying to come up with so many remedies to save a soul. They're coming up with, well, you can do this, and God's okay with that, and God's okay with this. If it's sin, He's not okay with it. Oh, but I want you to realize something today. Oh, that if there's somebody out there that needs help and that's hurting, oh, if you just spread the gospel that you're preserving, oh, that they will be able to find God. Oh, well, they won't find Him. God will find them. Oh, because that's what He did for you and I. Oh, but I want you to realize something today. If that world is hurting and it hurts, they don't even realize the pain that they're in. Oh, they don't even realize that they're lost and going to hell someday. Oh, but if you and I are out spreading the gospel and we're doing our part and we're staying salty for God, oh, that the world will realize that they're in pain and that they're hurting and that God can help them get healed today. They can find healing, Brother Chris. Where can they find healing, Dylan? Where do they find it? At the foot of the cross. Oh, there's no other place. Oh, God didn't ordain 10 ways to do it. Oh, Jesus said that He was the door. Oh, and He also said that no man can come unto God except by me, something like that. Oh, but you know what that tells me? Oh, that the only way to heal your lost and dying soul, the only way to heal your heart, the only way to heal your pain when you're saved or lost alike, the only way to get any healing is to contact God today. Oh, but you got to go through Christ every time. What part of Christ, Dylan? The blood that was shed for you and me. That's what you talk to. That's what you cling to. And that's what you beg and plead your life for every single time today. Oh, hey, but He didn't shed his blood and have malice in his heart. He didn't shed his blood and have anger in his body. He shed his blood in love and grace and mercy for you and me today. You're the salt of the earth. You're a city set on a... Brother James, won't you come? You're a city set on a hill that can't be hid. A hill that can't be hid. What's that telling us? Stay salty. Don't lose your flavor. Don't lose your determination. Don't lose your don't lose your objective.
165.
Just, you know, there's a song that says, keep on the firing line. Keep on the firing line. Paul talked about the race that he ran. I've ran my race. I've kept my course. I've kept the faith. That's just like you and me. We're running a race today. Some are running it faster than others. Some have already finished their race and they're gone to be in heaven already. Some of us have just started our race. Some of us have been running our race for several years now. Nevertheless, while you run the race that's called life, if you see somebody in help, if you see somebody that's in need, the least we can do, in all reality, the most we can do, the best thing we can do, and the least thing we can do is pray for them. Call upon God's name, and He'll help them out. He'll heal their sickness, He'll hear their pain. He'll give them, He'll restore joy. He'll put love back in their heart. He'll take that icy heart and He'll melt it all to pieces. As we stand, why don't we stand and as they sing? Are you salty today? Are you salty? Are you saved this morning? If not, God will save you. And He won't just save you and leave you out. He'll save you and keep you every day. He'll go to sleep with you tonight. You'll wake up with Him in the morning. He'll stay with you all day. You'll go to sleep with Him that night. You'll wake up and He'll be there in the morning. Every single day. He's the most faithful friend I've ever had. I've had a lot of friends in life. One of them sitting in the back pew. Really good buddy of mine. But I'll say this much. God's been my best friend. Best friend. But He doesn't just have to be your friend. He'll be your comforter. He'll be your crying post. He'll be your shoulder to cry on. He'll be somebody that'll talk back to you when nobody else will. In the midnight hour when you call on Him, He'll answer. He'll love you unconditionally. No matter what you do, God always loves. That's a special kind of love, friend. That's a special kind of love. He wants to save. But once you get saved, we got jobs to do. We got stuff we got to do while we're here. That's why we got to stay salty. Trust and believe that everybody's where they need to be with the Lord this morning. If not, you can be, but you got to call upon Him today. Here's my hope and my prayer. Some people find this, some people don't like to hear this said, but I'm going to say it anyway. I hope God goes home with you. I hope He stays with you all day, and if you have the opportunity to come back tonight,
I hope he comes. Well, I know he'll come back with you because he's already going to be here. But I hope he stays with you so much that when you come in these doors, you can't do nothing but walk up here and ask him for forgiveness. And then life will just begin, my friend. I thought I had fun until I got saved. I didn't realize how much fun God was. But I've had some of the best years of my life since I've been saved, and I love him for it. I appreciate him for it. Is there anybody that has anything on their heart, anything at all? No? Okay, if not, let's see here. Let's see, vacation Bible school is gone. Father's Day is gone. The next thing we have is our Friends and Family Day in July. That's July 14th. It's a Sunday. There'll be a dinner after the morning service. And then they'll have afternoon service. What they'll do is they'll have service. They'll go out. And they'll, yeah, I know we all know the drill, but we'll go out and we'll eat. We'll come back in. We'll have service. And then they'll cancel the evening service. And we'll just call it good there. And then we have our youth retreats also in July, the 24th through the 27th. So if you're not signed up for that already, go ahead and sign up. I know there's plenty of spaces left, but it's a good time. We've had fun every time we've gone, and it's been a blessing. So if you want to sign up for that, doesn't matter what age group, anybody can go. But don't forget about that. And then August, we'll have our homecoming on the 11th. Service will start at 10:30, and there'll be no evening service then either. But then we're getting into September and October, and then soon enough it'll be December time again. So we're plugging along. This year is halfway done. But nevertheless, whether this year is halfway done or not, we may not make it out of this year. So let's do what we can, do what we will. I love the Lord this morning. Is there anyone that has anything on their heart, on their mind before we leave? Don't take it home with you. The 30th, yes. I forgot, thank you. The 30th, the Murray family is going to be here to sing.
We have a plan next month, too.
Next month, okay. Great. Anything else? No? Okay, well, it looks like most are standing. If you're willing and able to stand, if you would, we'll dismiss from this service. We'll ask Brother Chester, if you would, please dismiss us.
Amen.